This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Is it Monday already?
Hey! and you know the funny thing about that? For those who are new to the class, I would call Captain John and I'd say, hey, over the weekend. Or, hey, meaning I've got to do hey today. Or I've got to do hey tomorrow or the next day. And Captain John would jump right in and sit in my seat or be with me side by side. So, no, it's not Monday, and we broadcasted a lot of Mondays, Captain John Reagan. But thank you for being with us today, taking time out of your schedule to share lots of information. I really appreciate it. You know, I was thinking over the last couple of days, I received from Sam's Club an email saying, you can save a lot of money. You can buy one of these Asian television sets or Asian appliances, refrigerators, freezers, washers, dryers, you know, things like that, with names like LG and names like Samsung. Nice looking appliances. And I was thinking about that. Where's like Whirlpool, General Electric, Philco, Frigidaire, or names like that? They weren't on there. And so to add to that, neighbor stopped over and he had his Toyota truck and he said he had a couple of questions about his transmission indicator. And I said, well, I've never driven one. I wasn't allowed to have a Japanese car because my dad was in World War II and I remember my dad saying, are you kidding me? Those guys are trying to kill me. And, of course, I was thinking about your dad, who was in the Philippines as well as my dad, although they probably never met each other. They probably were brothers in arms in the same area of the world. And so we've forgotten, John, that our fathers were attacked by the Japanese who wanted to kill them. Would you say I'm exaggerating or embellishing, or would you say that's the absolute truth?
It's interesting. Just this morning, in the American Minute, which is published by Bill Federer, talked about the Japanese. And I'd apparently forgotten out of history the Japanese Empire early in the 20th century, where they had controlled parts of China, Korea, Southeast Asia, and the Philippines, that whole area. They were like the ninth largest maritime power and the third largest economic power at the time. And later on in the article, it referenced a book that talked about this incident where a squadron of 20 planes were shot down and only one of the pilots was retrieved. And for better or worse, that pilot was George Bush. And in that discussion, the other 19 pilots were basically decapitated and eaten. You know, so there's a lot of history that we either never learned or we've forgotten you know, and this has implications for what's coming as well. So just wanted to throw that in. Have a nice day.
Yeah. And I sat down at the kitchen table with our neighbor and I said, what do you think of that Toyota truck? It's the big one, the Tundra. He says, I really like it. It really rides great, except the mileage is, you know, really, really bad. And I said, well, 5.7 liter. I've got a 4.3 liter Chevrolet pickup truck. It gets 18 plus miles per gallon all the time, maybe more, depending on if I'm not working it, if I'm not in the city. You know, they make American trucks. And he paid four times more for his pickup truck than I paid for mine. I only paid $3,000 even for it. And but anyway, we've forgotten that our fathers, we could say forefathers, we could say grandfathers, we could say fathers, fought against, and this may be a shock to some people, we literally fought the Japanese. They attacked us. Literally. There was a sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. They bombed a U.S. naval base in 1941 in Pearl Harbor. A lot of us got killed. And then the Germans declared war on us. You may not think that that the Nazis declared war on us, but they did. So we were fighting the Japanese and the Germans. And I had some uncles who fought the Germans. And you think they would drive a Mercedes? Absolutely not. And do you think we would have a Japanese car in our house? Absolutely not. And that's just the way it was. Because and they were called Japs. And I'll just use that word. I don't care whether people think it's offensive or not. But that's what they were called. The Japanese, when we were fighting them, the U.S. servicemen called them Japs, J-A-P-S. And it's just an abbreviation. It's the first three letters of the word Japan. And that's what they called them, Japs. It's not a slur. I want to make sure everybody understands. I'm not using a slur against the Japanese. It's just the name that they were called. So I was just thinking about that Captain John Reagan. Our fathers had it pretty rough. They got to smell death. They got to see death. They were right up close to it. And the Japanese wanted to kill us. So next time y'all think about buying that piece of electronic gear that comes from Asia, sometimes Japan, mostly from China now, think about that. How do you feel about that? How would your grandfathers and fathers feel who fought that horrible war? And why was I thinking about that? Well, because I was watching Ken Burns' video series, The Civil War, also called The War of Northern Aggression. And I'll tell you what. They call him one of the greatest presidents that ever lived. He sure got a lot of people killed. And I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln. Boy, did he get a lot of people killed. And the North invaded the South. So if you were to ask a rebel, you know, why are you fighting? The answer was, because you guys attacked us. You guys are here. And then Sherman, out of control, he burned everything in sight. Villages, farms, buildings. You know, where I lived in Virginia, in rural Virginia, there's a monument to what the North did. They came and they set fires, really hot fires, on top of the railroad tracks. And then they would bend the railroad tracks. The idea was, well, if we bend it, y'all can't use it. And that's what happened. And they killed animals. They killed people. They burned villages. They destroyed the infrastructure. It was like, it's awful. And if you're wondering why the South, people who remember and had relatives that lived in that particular area of the South, you wonder why they don't like the Northerners? That's because the Northerners came and destroyed the South. Any comments, John, before we get into today's topics?
Oh, boy, we could take so many side trips on that. You know, we were essentially taught to deify Lincoln when we were in school. You know, one of the greatest Americans ever. And there's actually some evidence that he was really our first communist president. and he did a number on killing the Constitution. That's when our 10th Amendment was trashed, because the states then no longer had rights, because if you wanted to go against the federal government, they now have the precedent of sending in armed forces to deal with that. And it also rubs me the wrong way how the Emancipation Proclamation is held in such high regard when it didn't do a thing, because the Confederate States was another nation. Can you imagine today if the president, issued a proclamation to free the political prisoners in China? I mean, it's basically the same thing. There was no effect. And even if, he considered the Confederate States still part of the United States, the president doesn't have the power to do that. It took a constitutional amendment, which, did happen shortly thereafter. But, even on top of that, you look at some of the history before that, I think it's rarely if ever taught that the United States stopped importing slaves very early in the 19th century. And slavery was on the way out because of industrialization. The very labor-intensive crops, the sugar, the tobacco, the cotton, a lot of that labor is now replaced with machinery. And here we are having to deal today with the aftermath of all of that. And then to top it off, we have the people of color deifying white guys nowadays. Well, it's not white people. It was white Southern Democrats. But still, they won't not get off the plantation. They're still loyal to master. Vincent?
Well, from my understanding, a lot of Northerners, Yankees, were involved in the slave trade, bringing them over here for sale and purchase by the Southern plantations. So it's not like the Southerners did this all by themselves. There's a great deal of enrichment by the Yankees, if you want to call them that, in the slave trade.
And let's not forget the people that captured the blacks to be sold into slavery were Muslims and some of the African tribal leaders. Mm-hmm. And you never hear that today either.
Mm-hmm. And President Abraham Lincoln, in January of 1863, released the Emancipation Proclamation. And he decided that he was going to free the slaves. But what he did, that was not the reason for the War of Northern Aggression. It was about states' rights. But in the middle of this war, brother against brother, that's when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. So if you think it's about slavery, no, it wasn't. That was in the middle of the war, because the North wasn't doing all that well. Bobby Lee was giving the North a real run, and casualties on both sides were horrific. But in order to win, that's why we had the Emancipation Proclamation. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Rich Sheban is going to be busy for several weeks getting ready for winter. He's fine. I don't want you to think anything has happened to him. He's just busy on the farm, getting ready for winter. You know, he cans, and he raises his own food, hunts, fishes, and so he's getting ready for winter. He'll be with us in a few weeks. And George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Hi, Vincent. Hello, John. If I could just weigh in quick. There's enough evidence now that if you read some of the writings of Otto Bismarck, who was called the Iron Chancellor, who ultimately, I think, was responsible for the unification or played a very major role in unifying Germany, he made an observation about the American Civil War, and he basically said if the United States was to remain one solid economic and financial bloc, the bankers in Europe that sought to dominate the world, the Rothschilds, they said there were Jewish financiers who wanted to basically loot and pillage various continents. And the way they did it was they wanted to divide the United States into two weak democracies that would be indebted to them. And what Lincoln did when he saw how expensive the Civil War was going to be, he had to borrow the money. He came up with the novel idea of going directly to the people and local financial sources instead of basically borrowing revenue from the bankers in Europe. And they said they had long ago decided in Europe that basically they were going to divide the United States and keep them weak and get them indebted to the point where basically they would just basically absorb all of the resources, all of the property, so on and so forth. And they said ultimately, they said they didn't hesitate to plunge the whole world of Christendom into wars and chaos in order that the earth should become the inheritance of Israel. So, as I say, the Israelite tribes, 12, eight, I think about nine of them were scattered, and they said they became the various countries in Europe. And that's why a lot of us have Israelite blood in us. But there seems to be one or two of the tribes that want to basically grab everything for themselves and basically exclude the other inheritors of the tribes of Israel from the world. And I'll tell you something else. George Bush, there's some evidence that he never flew or crash-landed in that ocean. A lot of paperwork can be fudged. And the commandant, the Japanese commandant of the nearby island, had made the statement that any American pilot that was captured, he personally would have a certain organ of their body removed, and he would eat it. So like I said, the Japanese were animals, the Japanese military. They were animals. They were monsters, most of them. And I've talked to veterans. My father was over there. My uncle Danny was over there. And on my mother's side, they were over in Europe by and large, and one of them was in an artillery school as a teacher in the United States. But like I said, they'd do anything to win, and they deified that little nearsighted twerp, Hirohito. And they called him Nips because the name for Japan with them was Nippon.
Right. Nip, N-I-P, was not really a racial slur. It was just the first few letters of Nippon. And if you look at some of the products under the hood of a Japanese vehicle, it will say Denso, D-E-N-S-O. But the full name of Denso is Nippon Denso. So if you have a German car, it would be Bosch. It would be... if it were an American car, it might be Fomoco for Ford Motor Company, or Mopar for Chrysler, or Delphi for General Motors. But, yeah, they were called Nips and they were called Japs, and it, because of the first three letters. But I got to tell you, there are a lot of Americans who were fighting them, who absolutely hated them, because we were attacked. George, would you like to stay with us?
If I could, yeah.
Sure, sure. And I'd like to hear Captain John's thoughts on this. We'll be right back with Captain John Reagan in George, New Hampshire.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And the Southeast United States prepares for a visit from now Category 3 Hurricane Dorian. The Northwest Bahamas are still getting torrential rains from it.
The Red Cross's Steve McAndrew is on Grand Bahama.
When the storm is stationary, those winds continue going in a circular fashion, but the storm itself does not move on, and it continues to dump large amounts of rain.
The storm killing at least five and injuring about two dozen in the Bahamas, and now it's headed for the east coast of Florida, where it will skirt the coast, head up to Georgia, and then the Carolinas. 1,200 flights are canceled today because of the storm. Reversing itself, the Trump administration now will not cancel a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding. One of today's hot. Keep it. God, you're when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and George in New Hampshire is with us. We're talking about war. And Captain John Reagan, your thoughts on what George mentioned?
Well, you know, we were looking for aggression while, you know, what he was saying is Lincoln prevented the European banks from controlling us in the mid-19th century. It didn't take long in the early 20th century, 1913, before the Federal Reserve Act was passed. And in the century that has ensued since, You know, we're getting ready to reap what's been sown, and it is not going to be pretty.
George?
Well, I was just thinking, Lincoln had his flaws, but one thing he said that made a lot of sense was that, for example, he said, if we buy the rails from England for the train tracks, he said that we have the rails, but they have the money. He says, but if we make the rails here, we not only have the rails, we also have the money. And they found a fanatic in John Wilkes Booth, and they said he was the agent of the international bankers. And I'm not slurring any people or any group or the Jewish people. There's a certain, in every group, there's a certain evil minority that's willing to sell out their own and sell out anyone else for money and power and glory. And I remember, John, you made a very interesting statement. And if you don't mind my asking, if you could elaborate it, if it's all right with Vincent, you said if you track a lot of things back to any point in the past, ultimately you find a satanic connection. Could you elaborate? Would you mind, either of you gentlemen, mind if John could do that?
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't mean a sidetrack. Yeah. I just thought maybe you could just maybe
hear the flashlight in that corner. George, we are way off course already, but that's fine.
I'm sorry.
No. That it's all my fault. I did this when we started the broadcast because I was thinking about the War of Northern Aggression, and I was thinking about World War II and how many people, the leadership of both, you know, of all these corporations got killed for money and for other reasons. But Captain John, your thoughts?
Well, let me start off by saying, you know, whenever you do research, the easiest first level to do is follow the money, and that's in, I think, at least some ways easier for the vast majority of people to follow. The second level is the spiritual warfare side, and that is even tough to have a conversation with Christians about. And in case you haven't been in Genesis lately, you know, we went from creation to deception in three chapters. So this whole situation has been going on a long time. You can look at the more modern times, starting with the 19th century. You've got the Communist Manifesto, which is if you understand communism, atheism is not an option, it's required. Although it's not truly atheistic, it's really, you know, supporting the God of this world. And as you watch that progress and other sidetracks took off, remember the 19th century is where industrialization kicked in. And this is where I believe that our modern Christianity totally got off track. And I'm using James 4:4 for this. You know, being friends of the world is enmity towards God. And as we accepted the technology, we got further and further away from God. And instead of running the church along the lines of how the early Christians did, the church became more worldly and worldly, to the point of, I believe, about 150 years ago, that became institutionalized. And now we're at the point, probably the least worldly that I know around would be the Amish, and even they have other severe problems, but most of our churches today are basically just entertainment centers, and even if they do get somebody that manages to preach the word, we don't live the word, and I find that so disturbing. And so I guess this is about May when I came to the realization that of how deceived we became just on that one part, and that even if I were able to wake somebody up on that, what advice can I give? Because all the churches have become worldly. But to get back more towards the satanic connection on things, we've got, Darwinism, and you can track that, which has done a nice job in, putting science in a position where used to be scientists studied to understand how God did things. Post Darwin, now science is about how to disprove that there's a God. We've got the history of sugar. It is really interesting because the Muslims brought sugar to the Middle East, and before industrialization, that was very, very labor intensive to produce processed sugar. Now, that fueled, that they're already into slavery before that, but that fueled even more slavery to raise the sugar. And of course, when the New World was opened up, the slaves were used over on this side of the Atlantic to produce that. And then you look at how sugar has been used to destroy our health. And so I basically say, if sugar is not part of Satan's plan, it should have been. You look at, what I discovered in 2012 from L.A. Marzulli, the occult nature of World War II. There were two different witch groups in Germany, and each one, there were two different saucer programs, and each group had a part in those programs. There was also the Nazi Bell program, which I actually believe there's evidence that goes back to the Second Reich. Then there's electricity, with Tesla being at the head of that. And if you look up one of his interviews, today we'd call it he got that information through channeling. And you can pretty much be sure that the spirits he was talking to were not from God. So there's, I guess it's practically a book's worth I could put together on that. But if there's any other area that you want me to expound on, let me know.
Well,
George, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, and I'll just say that, John, when you mentioned the DISC programs, meaning the flying saucers, the uninformed, is that they said that there's two stories on how the Germans developed it. One was that one of those discs crashed into somewhere in Bavaria, and it was retrieved, and they back engineered it. The other one was, well, there's actually three. The other one story was that whenever they would take over a country, they would go to the libraries, and they would seek out legends and myths and whatnot, and they said supposedly they came across an old volume that showed how to build one. And then the third way was that they said they had the Thule Society. They had these German women who were members of the society that could channel somehow. And somehow or other, as the story goes, now, it's like a riddle wrapped up in an enigma. It's, can we prove this, any of this, difficult, if not impossible. But they said that they channeled some extraterrestrial entity. And it was revealed to them how to go about engineering one of these flying discs. And the story is that some American firm started building these discs. I think they sought a patent on it, and they were refused. And they were building small ones, 6 foot long ones, but of various sizes, but not overly large. And they said somebody showed up one time, and they claimed that they were from the bankers, and they had some document of paper that informed the factory that basically they were being shut down because it was a threat to the monetary, financial, and utilities, that if they were to come up with this free energy propulsion unit, it would basically render obsolete oil, electricity, among many other things. And they said they closed down the factory, and they also seized all of the assets, all of the equipment, so on and so forth. But the same thing happened with Tesla. I believe he died in 1944, and they said they could tell that when they went into his apartment, he lived in this hotel, I forget where, one of the big cities on the Eastern Seaboard. But last thing I'll say about it is that they went into his place, and they could tell that someone had gotten to a lot of the paperwork in his files, because a lot of his files were missing. And he had done a lot of work, and I think the reason why we even have a lot of modern electric engines was, I think he found a way with alternating current that ran trolleys and so on and so forth. It was directly responsible for him, and he really should have been what Edison's reputation is world-renowned. Tesla really, I think, was bigger, smarter, and a more decent gentleman than Edison could ever hope to be.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. And just getting back, there was a secret space program conference in Austin a few years ago, and one of the presenters, and before he left, was in the Air Force, part of the AFOSI, so a professional investigator type. And that's where I pulled the reference of the Nazi bell possibly being from the Second Reich, because there's some documentation on that. But he also talked about, and this goes back to the age of Lincoln, that there were powered aircraft during that time. And there, based on that research, it kind of looks like all these black programs and the government secrecy could very well have started during Lincoln's time, because after that aircraft was demonstrated, that's when it took a branch and disappeared.
May I just say one more thing after the break, and then I'll get off, because I know you have something, more things to cover. So.
Sure, and Nikola Tesla died in 1943, and he lived in the Wyndham Hotel in New York City. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms.
forms of media, at home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. George in New Hampshire's with us. George, you had a few more comments?
Yeah, if I could. You know, like you, John, like you, Vincent, there's the, as Paul Harvey used to say, there's the story and then there's the story behind the story. I'm sure we all stumbled across things that weren't very well known and actually probably we were meant to be unknown, but they couldn't quite clean up all the details and they left a few strings hanging, so to speak. So what I'll just say is this. You're familiar how at the end of, just about the end of World War II, there was a sub that was reconverted from a mine laying sub, very large, and it was like a sea cow. It was one of the last of that size vessels that the Germans had that they loaded in Kiel in March, to April. They were outfitting it and loading it up with two completely disassembled ME-262 jet fighters. They had radioactive isotope that was in gold-lined lead container that was extremely heavy that they brought aboard. The sub's nomenclature or markings were U-235. And they said what this vessel did, they had two Japanese intelligence officers on board. They had experts on flak. They had the best minds and the best military strategists that they could find, experts in their field, on this particular ship with all kinds of technology. From the manifest, we really don't know everything, but we know enough of it as to say it was a treasure trove to whichever country it was in was to actually acquire this. So what it did was it left Kiel. It went to Norway. In the fjords in Norway, they had numerous U-boat bases. Then they went from there. They said the Allies threw everything they could at it, but somehow it managed to slip away. They said it positioned itself somewhere not too far from Iceland, and it sat there and waited. Now, supposedly, Hitler had decreed that the Japanese had asked for some enriched uranium, which the Germans has been proven, and I've seen the pictures in the film on it. They had a reactor. They had the timing mechanisms. They had the isotopes, and I would even go so far as to say they were basically on the verge or actually at the point where the Manhattan Project was. I think the Germans were slightly ahead, but they couldn't really deploy it because by that time most of Germany was overrun. You'll say, what does this have to do with anything? Well, in other words, if they were headed to Japan, as the official story went, you wouldn't go to Iceland. You would head straight down towards the South African Cape of Good Hope and then into the Indian Ocean on the other side and head for Japan. Well, the reason I'm saying all this is I think, as I've been able to piece together, that a deal was made because they said when they found out the war had ended, the captain surfaced and started broadcasting out a message to the Allies. So the Americans contacted them and they said, look, give the Canadians and the British wrong coordinates. Give us the correct coordinates, and they made some sort of a deal. I think part of the deal was they said Bormann's last week's activities during the war was tracked where he traveled up to Norway to write at that same base. And from what I believe happened was a deal was made that in exchange for technology and to give the United States the edge in the technological and future wars, instead of it falling in the Soviet hands, they made a deal to allow Hitler and certain segments of the hierarchy in the Third Reich to escape. And I think Hitler went, you know, from Harry there, I forget his name, from Shark Hunters, he said this. But from what I've been able to piece together, a deal was made, and they said the two Japanese officers committed suicide because they didn't want to be taken alive. And they said the German crew was laughing at them because they were painting U-235, and they basically said, can't these guys count? We're U-234. So they said that. The last thing I'll say on it is they said that we didn't have the proper timing mechanisms to ensure efficient ignition on our nuclear on our atomic bombs, and they said they did not have enough fissionable material isotope to make a second bomb, and that the second bomb, to a large degree, was dependent upon the refined uranium ore that they found on that sub, and it was used on Nagasaki. I believe Nagasaki was the second one. I hope I'm correct on that. But anyway, this is what I've pieced together. So a deal was made, and technology was exchanged. Hitler was declared dead. That made the bulk of the military that had sworn an oath to the Führer to basically surrender, because now that their leader was dead, that null and voided the oath that they had taken. And that's all I'm going to say, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be in the company of such as you. God bless. Bye-bye.
George, thank you so much. And by the way, class, U-235... Uranium-235 is an isotope. It's it can sustain a fission reaction. And the term for a German submarine was undersea boat. And they had the nomenclature U followed by a number. So U-235 is a very interesting name and number for that boat. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.